Today's daf is Temura daf Tesvav. We are holding on daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the story where Miketz Arbaim Shana, the Navi tells us, Avshalom says to the Melech, Elchanov Avshalim is Nedaresh or Nedarti Lashem beChevron, that I want to go to Chevron. So we were discussing, was he really going to Chevron? Why would he go to Chevron and not go to Yerushalayim? But so after all the dust settles from the whole story, so the Gemara just says, Arbaim Shana Laman. What's this Besof Arbaim Shana? At the end of 40 years. 40 years from what? That's where we left off, three lines from the bottom. Arbaim Shana Laman, 40 years from what? So Tanya, Rabbi Nuraya Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shua, Miketz Arbaim Shana Shashal Lehem Melech. This is 40 years after they first asked for a king. The year that they asked for a king happened to have been the 10th year of Shmuel's leadership of Klal Yisrael. So I asked Shana Melech Shmuel Ba'atzmo for 10 years of Shmuel's career. He himself held the mantle of leadership for Klal Yisrael. Shana Achas Shemalach Shaul Vishmuel. Then there was 1 year where both Shaul and Shmuel were ruling in concert with each other, meaning Shaul was the king, but Shmuel was still the sage and the Navi and the one who put Shaul in place, and they were ruling sort of together in the sense that they still were talking to each other. Ushtayim Shalomalach Shaul Ba'atzmo, and then Shmuel stopped talking to Shaul. This is because Shaul didn't wipe out Amalek like he was supposed to. Shmuel was very disappointed in Shaul's failure to wipe out Amalek, so Shmuel stopped talking to Shaul. So that's why it's considered that Shaul served as king on his own, without Shmuel's help, for 2 years. They never spoke to each other again until Shmuel was dead, and Shaul went to the woman who was able to bring Shmuel up from the dead. But in Shmuel's lifetime, again, they never spoke to each other. So 2 years where Shaul was ruling without Shmuel. And then you have 37 years of David being king. So Avshalom's rebellion was 40 years after the first request that Klal Yisrael had, the first time when Klal Yisrael requested a king. Rashi in Maseches Nazir and Daf Hei Amud Aleph writes that Avshalom knew that David was supposed to be Malach for 40 years. And when the 40 years from the time Klal Yisrael asked for a king came up, he made a mistake and he thought that that was the end of Malchus David. So he figured he should go to Chevron and try to grab the Malchus for himself at that point in time. He made a mistake in the Cheshbon of when the 40 years was supposed to end. The 40 years was supposed to be literally 40 years of David and not just 40 years from the time that they asked for a king. The time they asked for a king is considered to be a major black eye for Klal Yisrael. The fact that we even asked for a king, if you read the Navi and you look at the reactions of Kadosh Baruch Hu and of Shmuel about the request for a king, it seems that we made a very big mistake in asking for a king, which of course has perplexed the Rishonim, because after all, the Chumash tells us that we have a mitzvah of being Maman a Melech. We're supposed to have a Melech. So the classic answer given by Chazal already is that we were asking for a king to be like Kol HaGoyim. We weren't asking for a king for the right reasons. We weren't interested in having a king for the right reasons. That was considered a disrespect to Shmuel. So that's what Chazal say, that maybe the Zakenibos Adar were Shalu Kahogan. The elder generation was actually asking appropriately, but sometimes you get people behind an idea, and not everybody that's behind the idea has the same proper kavanos. So the idea itself may fundamentally be an okay idea, but if the majority of the people that are pushing it for all the wrong reasons, so that's also something that we are to blame for. So that's something that was not considered to be a great thing for Klal Yisrael. So 40 years later is when Avshalom started his rebellion against David HaMelech. Okay, new Mishnah now. Chatas hayachid shekipru ba'aleha mesa. The halacha is, if you have a chatas of a carbon yachid, where the bailam already got kapara somewhere else. How did the bailam get kapara from somewhere else? He lost this carbon chatas that he had designated, so he took another carbon in its place, and he brought that. So he's neschaper ba'acheres, he got his kapara from this other carbon, and then they found the original carbon. So the halacha is mesa, it's left to die. Vishel tzibur ein mesa. But a chatas at tzibur, even though it was lost, and they got a kapara with a different animal, and then they found the original one, Eina mesa, it's not left to die, as Rashi writes, the chataos, what's the gears over here? The chataos ha-pnimios ha-mesos halach l'moshe m'sinai b'ha-mesechta, v'sirle l'tanakam v'deshal yachid gemiri v'lo shal tzibur. The halach l'moshe m'sinai was only taught that chataos sh'nischaper by le, that their mesos is only taught by chataos ha-yachid, not by chataos ha-tzibur. There is no such halach l'moshe m'sinai that they are mesos. That's the shita of the Tanakam. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tamus, Rabbi Yehuda says that it should die. We could add this to the list of kashas on the Rambam in the Akdamah to the Perush of Mishnayos, we've mentioned many times, says that one of the beauties of our tradition is that even though machlokas crept in so many different areas of halacha, the raya that our tradition is strong is that in halacha l'moshe m'sinai we never ever find the machlokas. That halacha l'moshe m'sinai is completely pure, we always have it, no one argues on halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So we have to modify that rule in some way, because there's a tshuva in the Chavis Yair where he points out the 30 or 40 places where there are machlokas on halacha l'moshe m'sinai. I don't know if this is on the list, but if it's not, we can add it to the list. Here we have halacha l'moshe m'sinai that the chatos sh'nischaper ba'aleha are mesos, that a carbon chatos where the ba'alim ready got kapara is left to die, and yet we find that it's a machlokas tanaim whether that's true of a chatos hatzibur as well or only true of a chatos hayachid. Rabbi Shimon Omer, so Rabbi Shimon says as follows: Mamatzinu bevlad chatos ubetmuris chatos ubechatos shemesu ba'aleha dvar mamurim biyachid velo betzibur. So just there are five chatos amesos. So Rabbi Shimon has the following cheshbon: of the five chatos amesos, three of them cannot apply to a tzibur. Three of them are by definition, by what they are limited to a yachid. So av shekipru ba'aleh ve'ivra shenasa biyachid var mamurim velo betzibur. So those chatos that apply to a tzibur, that could theoretically be by a tzibur, the other two that could theoretically be by a tzibur, maybe should also be a din, that they're only mesos biyachid velo betzibur. Rashi goes through very carefully what the five are. The Mishnah already mentions them. Rashi just points out why it is that three of them cannot be betzibur. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Mamatzinu says Rashi kolomar kaimelan chamisha chatos mesos. We paskin that there are five chatos that you let die. Chatos shemesu bala. Number one, you have the case that you have a case of a carbon chatos where the owner, before he got to bring the carbon chatos, the guy who needed the kapara died before he got to bring the carbon chatos. What do you do with the animal? You can't be mechaper for a dead guy. So what do you do with the animal? You let it die. Number two, v'shekipru ba'aleha. No, the owner's still alive, but our case of the Mishnah where he already got his kapara by bringing a different animal because he thought he had lost this one. And number three, v'sheibroshnasa. A chatos who aged out, it became too old to be brought as a carbon chatos, and vlad chatos, and the offspring of a carbon chatos, utmuras chatos, and the tmura of a carbon chatos. So that's the point that Rabbi Shimon is making, says Rashi. V'kihechi detlas minei lav bitzibur gemiri, just like three of them can't be bitzibur, why not? To lo mishkachzu b'karbonos tzibur vlad chatos, because by karbonos tzibur there's no din of vlad chatos. Why can't there be a din of vlad chatos by karbonos tzibur? What if a carbon tzibur has an offspring? He says, no, they ain't the cave of bitzibur. Carbon tzibur is always a male. That was one of the differences we mentioned in the Mishnah, in yesterday's Mishnah, that the differences between karbonos yachim and karbonos tzibur is karbonos tzibur is always a male. So you never have a vlad chatos, it never has an offspring. Utmuras chatos namiin karbon tzibur also tmura, and the tmuras chatos also you can't have bitzibur, because the carbon tzibur cannot make tmura. That's another one of the differences between carbon tzibur and carbon yachid. And then a third one didn't appear in our Mishnah yesterday, that chata shemesu ba'aleha doesn't apply to a carbon tzibur, because a tzibur can never die. Klal Yisrael never dies. Individual members of Klal Yisrael die all the time, but Klal Yisrael never dies. So because those three are simply not shayich by a tzibur, they're only shayich by a yachid, so that's what Rabbi Shimon suggests. Maybe the other two also, the din is they should only apply by a yachid and not apply by a tzibur. So when we say that they're mesa, that the chatas is supposed to die, what does it mean it's supposed to die? How exactly do we kill it? So the Gemara is going to say that the way that it dies, the Gemara later on is going to identify for us, and Daf Yudzayin and Beis is going to tell us that the way that the Chatos dies is you withhold from the animal Mayim u'Mazon, and they die on their own. And that's really Mefurish and Kiddushin as well. Konsa l'kipa, the Mesa me'eleha, is the lesson that the Gemara has in Kiddushin, Dafnin and Hayim Beis. So Rashi over there says, Konsa l'kipa, the Mesa me'eleha, means you don't give it any Mazonos. However, Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Beis adds a little more. He writes that over there where it says that the kachim is bech, that are nimtzu bir nidachas, that yamusu, those karbanos that you find inside near nidachas, they should die. He says mimisim osali, they should nosim osaorim atchakresin of kaas. It's not only that we withhold food from it, we feed it kinds of food that are very coarse and are going to expedite the death a little bit. It's going to speed up the death a little bit. So the Rambam and the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Psulei Mukdash in Perek Dalit, Halacha Aleph, Ketzad Hein Mesos, Lo Sheyahargim Bekli Obiyado. It's not that you kill them with any sort of kli, or that you kill them with your hands in any way. Aliyachnisam Lebayis V'Noel Aleim Acheyamusu. You put them in a house and you lock the door until they die. So sounds from the Rambam that you're allowed to be machnis them Lebayis Biyadayim, that to actually push them into the house where you're locking them up, that's okay. Whereas the Rambam legabe din of someone who's makdish b'zman hazeh says that if you're makdish behema, the Rambam has a different lashon. It doesn't say machnisam lebayis. He says noel delas bifaneha achetavus me'aleh. Sounds like you wait till it goes into the bayis, and all you can do is lock the door. You can close the door, but no direct contact with the animal to push it into the house for it to die. Sounds like it's usher to do ma'isya biyadayim. That's the ha'ara of the Ragach of Ragon. And the Safnas Paneach, it points out that the Rambam seems to be a bit of a stira, that in regards to the Chatos HaMesos, he says you're allowed to actually push it into the house, but by Makdish Bizman Hazeh, when the animal is supposed to be Mesa, he just says that Noel Bifaneha. So a little bit, it sounds like a little bit of a variance of what you're allowed to do. Okay, so says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. Well, the general rule of Tzar Bali Chaim is that Tzar Bali Chaim is only when there's no need for, there's no human need for it, or there's no advantage to what we're doing. You're just needlessly making an animal suffer. But over here, you're not allowed to kill kachim. The kachim is bech. You have to shecht kachim is bech. So you're not allowed to do anything actively to it. So that's considered a human need. In fact, there's a major discussion in the Rishonim, for instance. The halacha is that there are two places in halacha where we find that a zaken v'eino lefi kvodo is pater, that someone who's beneath his dignity, it's a little embarrassing for him to engage in something, that it's pater. We find by Hashavas Aveda, a zaken v'eino lefi kvodo is pater, that if a person sees a pair of dirty underwear on the street and you know, oh, that how you know that it belongs to your neighbor or whatever, but you know it belongs to your neighbor, you don't have to pick it up because it's embarrassing to walk around in the street with that. So you pater from Hashavas Aveda, and the din of prikul ti'ina, of helping to unload an animal. If it's einol fi kvodo to do that, so you don't have to do it. So all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean tzar bale chayim? What do you mean einol fi kvodo? What happened to tzar bale chayim? So one of the terutzim that the Rishonim give, I think the Ran maybe gives the teretz, is that no, tzar bale chayim is mutter whenever there's a human need. The need for human dignity is also a human need, meaning it doesn't have to be a great need, like for medical research where we allow tzar bale chayim or something like that. It could even be, or to eat, you know, or anything like that. It could even be just a very simple, small kind of need, such as like a human dignity kind of need. Yeah, so over here it's a pretty big need because it would be an issur d'oraisa for us to do anything else. Okay, so that's why it seems Tzar Bali Chaim is not a major concern. Tan Rabbanan, Ma'u Omer Chatos Yavi. What does the pasuk mean when the pasuk says Chatos Yavi? Why does it have to say that? Im Keves Yavi Karbonol Chatos, just Im Keves Karbonol Chatos. Why Im Keves Yavi Karbonol Chatos? Right, it doesn't actually say the words Chatos Yavi, but it says Im Keves Yavi Karbonol Chatos. Well, why is the word Yavi there? Well, of course, obviously, you bring it. So Minayin Lemakdish Chatos Va'avda V'Hivr Shacheres Tachtel V'Nim Tzisori Shona Kayemes V'Reishteinom. Those, how do I know that if you have the following situation, you have a korban chatos, you lost it, and therefore you replaced it with another animal, and now you found the first one, and you have two animals right now that are both hukdash as korban chatos, kachim is beach, right in front of you, but you're only chayiv in one karban chatas. So what do you do? Minayin sheiz men sheiz yavi. How do I know that you could bring whichever one you want? It's your option to choose whichever one you want. Tamalomar chatas yavi. That's why the pasuk says chatas yavi, meaning that's the word that's why the Torah has the word yavi karban al chatas. Yavi is for that case. So yachal yavi shtehen. I might think that you could bring both animals. Tamalomar yavi ena. Achas v'lo shtayim. So that's why the pasuk says yivi ena, singular, you bring it, you don't bring two. You only bring one, you don't bring two. Vos hashniya mateyala, so good, so you bring one. Now what do you do with the second one? Amar Rav Nuna, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tire. Rabbi Yehuda says, let it graze. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tamus. Rabbi Shimon says, let it die, meaning don't let it graze and eat in the normal way. Tamus, like we said, you lock it up and let it die. So, frankly, Gemara, miyam Rabbi Yehuda Tire, v'Rabbi Yehuda Tamus shamin alei. Does Rabbi Yehuda really say Tire, that you can let it graze? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say that you should let it die? So the Gemara is going to have three answers to this question. Answer number one, Epoch. Switch around the shitas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamas, Rabbi Shimon Omer Tire. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says let it die, and Rabbi Shimon is the one that says let it graze. So says the Gemara, no, but that doesn't work either. Because Umi Omer Rabbi Shimon Tire, Vam Rabbi Shimon Chamesh Chatos Mesos. Does Rabbi Shimon say Tire that it should be left to graze? But Rabbi Shimon says in our Mishnah that there are Chamesh Chatos Mesos, and amongst those Chatos Mesos is a Chatos Shekipru Baaleha, is a Chatos that the Bailam already got kapara after he lost the first animal, took another animal, got kapara from the other animal, so then the first animal is found, so that's one of the chatos hamesos. So you see that Rabbi Shimon holds that it's tamos, that it's not tira, that you don't let it graze. Otherwise there would only be four chatos hamesos. So Ella, rather what you need to say is as follows. Liolam lo tevach. Don't switch it around. Rabbi Shimon, in fact, says Tamus. Rabbi Yehuda says Tira. Aye, but we heard Rabbi Yehuda says Tamus. So isn't it Tira and Rabbi Yehuda? V'lo kasha. Kan ba'avuda b'shas hafrasha. Kan ba'avuda b'shas kapara. Difference is, when exactly it was found. At what point was it no longer lost? Avuda b'shas hafrasha, says Rashi, shalo b'shas kapara, dinimtzis rishona kodim sheneschaper b'shniya. One case is where you found the original animal before you actually brought the second animal as a korban. You just had it, you designated it, so now you have two animals standing in front of you that are both ready for a korban. That was the case explicitly mentioned in the Braisa. So by Hikar Rabbi Yehuda Ditira. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that once you bring one of them, the other one will be left to graze. Because keep in mind, this whole thing of Mesa is a halachal Moshe Misinai. The halachal Moshe Misinai is limited to the exact case where the halachal Moshe Misinai was said. The exact case is a chatos that neschaper ba'aleha, shekipru ba'aleha, and it isn't called the chatos shekipru ba'aleha if you found it before there actually was a kapara, before you actually were makrovit. So in a case where it was lost even at the time that you were neschaper, that's where it's tabus. But in a case where you had already found it before you were neschaper with the other one, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say it's not. Then Rabbi Yehuda would say it's not tamus. Rather, it's tira. It would be left to graze. That is another possible answer. Or we could say idi b'shas afrasha. Everything is talking about where you had found it b'shas afrasha. Meaning both cases, both where Rabbi Yehuda says tira and where Rabbi Yehuda says tamus, it's talking about where you found the original animal before you had shechted the replacement animal. The lokasha. Rabbi Yehuda Alibi de Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Alibi de Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda is telling you two different shitos. He's telling you the shita of Rabbi and telling you the shita of the Rabbanan. That when he says Tamus, that's Rabbi Yehuda saying Alibi de Rabbi, who says later on that Avuda B'Shas HaFrasha, even though you find it before the Kapara, it's Mesa. And the Braisa, where Rabbi Yehuda says Tira, is going like the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi and say that Ein Chatos Mesa, Elishinim Tzis La'achar Shinischapru Abaylim, that the Chatos is only going to be left to die if you find it after the Bailam already achieved kapara. It's an interesting havamina that the Gemara had. The Gemara had said, the Bryce had said, that you have a case where you lost the animal, you replace it with another one, and then you find the first one. So I might have thought, the Gemara says, you should bring both. You should be makrif both. What kind of havamina is that? Why would I think that you should be makrif shneihem? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me not to be makrif shneihem? After all, as soon as you makriv the first one, you already got your kapara. So once you got your kapara, so how could you possibly bring the second one? Chatas is only ba'al chet. It's not ba'al bin nedava. You can't choose, decide to bring carbon chatas on your own. So this is a kasha that's asked by several of the achronim. In the Perushim and Chidushim, he asks this kasha, and he says that we would say that it's possible to bring the second chatas for another aveira that you have not yet been mafresh chatas for. That's what we're saying. Meaning, why let the animal go to waste? It was already designated as carbon chatas. Use it as carbon chatas, not for this sin, because I already used the other one for this sin. Use it for some other sin. You ate chalev, you ate dam, and you should be mafresh on a chalev or and on some other for that avera. So I might think that one of them is for the chalev, one of them is for the dam, or whatever, for different averas that you've done. Even though we generally paskin that if you mafresh chatas al chalev sha'achal, you can't bring it al adam sha'achal. And if you are makir pasul, meaning generally speaking, if you designate an animal as a korban chatas for one avera, you are not allowed to use it for another avera. This is Gemara in Krisos Chav Zayinim Beis, Gemara in Nazir Chav Chesam and Aleph. It's explicit that way, that if you designate a korban chatas for one avera, you're not allowed to use it for another avera, and if you do, it's going to be pasul. So nevertheless, he says, still we would have said that that's only if you didn't get a kapara for the avera that you were mafreshed for. But once you already got your kapara for the avera that you were mafreshed for, so I would think that that it would free it up to be used for another avera. Meaning, the hava mina is that that din, that if you have an animal that was hufrash for one avera, can't be used for another avera, it's not a din in the animal. It's a din in the avera. It's a din in your chiyuv to get a kapara. That once you designate this for the kapara of the avera of achilas chelev, let's say you ate chelev and you ate dam. So once you were mafresh this animal for the avera of achilas chelev, you are not allowed to do anything until you get a kapara for achilas chelev. I would have thought it's a din in the kapara of achilas chelev. You can't move the animal to something else because you didn't get your kapara in achilas chelev. No, kamash v'lan, it's not a din in the achilas chelev. It's a din in the behema, that if I designated this animal for that avera, so then it's got to only go for that avera. It can't go for any other avera. So that's the havamina of our gemara, that we would have thought that you could use it for some other avera, kamash v'lan, that you can't. That's one teretz he explains what the havamina is. Another teretz he says is that we would have thought that you have to wait until both of them develop a mum and sell them both and bring one big carbon chatas with the money that you get from both of them. Meaning, take the money you get from both of them and buy one big carbon chatas. Not that you would bring one after the other, because ain't a chinami. That's ridiculous. You can't bring two carbon chatas one after the other for the same avera. Once you bring the first one, you already got your kapara. No, the havamina was that bring shneihem doesn't mean bring these two animals. Wait till they develop a mum, sell shneihem, and then bring one animal from the two of them. The Briska Rav has different tarets based on Tosos in Mesechus Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Briska Rav says that if you shecht shtei chatos bebas achas, it's considered keguf achas. It's not considered like a chatos hamesa. If you shecht them both at the same time. So we might have said that without the pasuk, we should say that they're considered like a chatos echad, and mela, that both of them could be karav bebas achas. Meaning, not bezachazet, that they're considered like a single guf, and they could be brought all together. Okay, the Briska Rav has two other tirutim also. Labor dick topic. The achronim get involved in trying to figure out exactly what the havamina was. So anyway, vayter in the gemara now, two lines from the bottom, tesvav amud aleph. Umi ika leman di amar. Is there anyone that holds that chatas tibor shekipru bailim mesa, that chatas tibor where the bailim already got kapara, that even by its tibor that it's going to be left to die? Remember, this was the machlokas in our Mishnah. The Tanakhama said shel tibor ena mesa, but Rabbi Yehuda said tamus. Yes, that even by chatas tibor, if the bailim already got kapara, the tibor already got kapara, which means tibor designated an animal for their karban, and then they lost that animal, they took a replacement, and they brought the replacement, and now they found the original one. So does anyone really hold what we attribute to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that the original animal should now die? Vatanya, but don't we have a brisa? Kayotze bo, the brisa apparently has a first half to it, but we don't know what the first half is, so we just say kayotze bo, we pick it up midway through, where the brisa says, and similarly, Rashi says, lo esparna sheikhakai, you have no idea what the previous halacha was that we're saying similarly to, but similarly, Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'habay, me'ashavi b'nei agola hikrivu olos parim, shnei masarei elim tishim kvasim shivim shiva siri chata shneimasar hakol ol Hashem, that the people who came up from Olei Gola brought all sorts of different karbanos, the chatas mi karva ola, so can a chatas were they able to bring the Olei Bavel able to bring karban chatas, meaning how were they able as in Adava, how were they able to do it? They weren't chayiv in the karban chatas, so meaning it says that the chatas is brought as an ola. What do you mean the chatas is brought as an ola? So Amar Rava ki ola, it's like an ola. Ma ola in necheles, av chatas in necheles. Just like an ola doesn't get eaten, so too this chatas was not eaten. Why wasn't it eaten? Shari Rabbi Yossi Omer al Avodah Zarah hivim. They brought this chatas for Avodah Zarah. V'amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel al Avodah Zarah she'asu b'mei Tzidkiyahu. It wasn't for Avodah Zarah that they had done. This is when they returned back to Eretz Yisrael. The Bnei Agola came back. It wasn't for their own Avodah Zarah. It was the Avodah Zarah that was done during the days of Tzidkiyahu, why they were thrown out in the first place. Right? It was for that Avodah Zarah that they brought it. So Kasal Kadaitan l'man de'islei chatas tzibur she'nischapru ba'alei mesa. We're assuming that the din of Chatas Sibur Shemesu Ba'alah is going to have the same din as Chatas Sibur Sheneschapru Ba'alah. Over here in this case, we're talking about a Chatas Sibur Shemesu Ba'alah, because the Bailim were B'yimei Tzidkiyahu. Now we're finally coming back after the Galus, and we're bringing a Chatas for the Bailim, that for the Rabbim that had done the Avera B'yimei Tzidkiyahu, that had done a Vodazar B'yimei Tzidkiyahu. So we're assuming that the two would have the same din, that Nischapru Ba'alah and Mesa Ba'alah would have the same din. And over here you have a chatas hatzibur shemesu ba'aleha, and they're clearly being makrovit, even though the Bailim died during the 70 years that we were in Bavel. So the Bailim were long gone. So if the Bailim were dead, how are we allowed to bring it? So apparently we don't hold that if you have a chatas sheneschapru ba'aleha, that the chatas should be left to die. Apparently you're allowed to be makrovit. You're allowed to bring it as a carbon chatas. So that's a kasha on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah said the Mishnah said Tanakama holds Eina Mesa, that a Chatas Tzibur Sheneschapru Ba'alah is not left to die. Apparently you can be makrovit, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says no, Mesa, it has to be left to die. So it sounds over here that that's not so. So it says Amar Amar Papa Afilim Anem Chatas Tzibur Shekipru Ba'alah Mesa Chatas Tzibur Shemesu Ba'alah Eina Mesa. He said, no, totally different din. What does one have to do with the other? Our Mishnah was talking about a chatas tzibur shekipru ba'alah, meaning they already brought a different carbon to get their kapara, and then they found the original one. That's where you have machlokas tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Is it meser, is it not? Over here, the psukim are talking about a chatas tzibur shemesa ba'alah. There's really no such thing as a chatas tzibur shemesa ba'alah, because ein a tzibur mesim. A tzibur doesn't die, so it doesn't really exist. Chatas tzibur shemesu ba'alah. The whole din doesn't get off the ground. Rashi says, because there's no din chatas shemesu ba'alah but tzibur, meaning that even though tzibur does in fact die, but it doesn't have we never have a halacha l'moshe misinai that such a chatas is tamus. Remember, the whole din of a chatas being left to die is all halacha l'moshe misinai. So that's limited to the exact case that we're told about it. So it says Rashi, what does it mean ein tzibur mesim? It means that it doesn't mean ein tzibur mesim, that tzibur doesn't die. The whole tzibur can die out. That's not an issue. The issue over here, in fact, they did. The whole tzibur was no longer there from 70 years earlier. So fine, it's a new tzibur. So it's new, all new people. Now Rashi says the din is that the chatas shemesu ba'alah that's tamus is alach l'moshe misinai. That's only said by yachid. It's not said by a tzibur. That's how Rashi writes in Horios as well. Dechi gemiri chatas shemesu ba'alah lemisa azla biyachid v'lo b'tzibur. The whole halacha l'moshe misinai was only to Yachim, not Petzibur. However, the Rambam understands differently. The Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos says, no, that the explanation is that it's impossible for Tzibur to die. In Iker Biyadenu, says the Rambam, that a Shevet is Eino Batel, that even a single Shevet is never going to be completely wiped out off the face of this earth. Kavachomer Klal Yisrael Kulo is Eino Batel. It's a Chov Mutal Ala Tzibur. The way the Rambam understands this is, yes, every single member of the Tzibur that was there 100 years ago or whatever it was is no longer alive today. But the Tzibur is still alive. Because the Chiyuv is not on those individuals who happen to have comprised the Tzibur at that time. The Chiyuv is on the Tzibur. It's on Klal Yisrael. And the entity known as Klal Yisrael still exists. That's what it means, that ein atzibur mesim, that you don't have a din of chata shemesim ba'aleha when you're dealing with carbon tzibur, even though all of the individuals that comprised the tzibur at the time that they were mechuyev in the carbon are no longer around. Because the tzibur as an entity has not died. That's the Rambam Shita. Rabbeinu Chananel in Horios has a third Shita. Davavon Beis in Horios says as follows, that even if the tzibur does die, nevertheless, the din of the tzibur is different than the din of a yachid. The whole din that there's no kapara for mesim is only a din in a yachid. For a tzibur, there is going to be kapara for mesim. Different than the Rambam. Rambam says the kapara is for the tzibur, and the tzibur is still alive. So it's the kapara for the tzibur that's right here. Even though they're not the individuals who did the avera, but they still need kapara because they are a tzibur. Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, this is a kapara for those who did the avera who are already dead. The din of ein kapara lemesim is only a din on a yachid. It's not a din on a tzibur. Three shittos, three ways to understand that line of ein tzibur mesim. Says in Rambam another, Rav Papa Ha, how does Rav Papa know that it's true that ein tzibur mesim, that a tzibur doesn't die? So, inim mishum dechsiv, tachsav sechel yubanecha, if it means, if it's from the pasuk that says that sons take the place of the fathers, ihachi afilu yachid, then the same should be true on an individual level also, not only tzibur, afilu yachid nami, ella, rather, how do I know ein tzibur mesim? Hainu taim ish ein tzibur mesim, tamrinan misi irei regalim v'rashay chadashim, damarachmana esinu mitruma salishcha, v'dilma mesim marayu dahanizuzi. We bring the Sirei Regalim and Rashi Chadashim from the Trumas HaLishcha, from the Machsa Shekel money that was left in the special Lishcha in the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know the people that brought that money are still alive? The whole Klal Yisrael brings the Machsa Shekel. You may be using money from people who are dead already. Elamai, what do you see? That this is Korban HaTzibur, and it's Tzibur is Eina Mesim. So says Mara, V'dilma Mesim, so Elulav, Shramina Eina Tzibur Mesim. Right? So from there you see, Tzibur doesn't die. V'iba Yisema, ki akruvinu lahani chatos, no, maybe we could say totally different answer, that when they brought these Karbanos Chatos, what did we say? Why were they able to bring these Karbanos Chatos after 70 years of Galus? Because Eina Tzibur Mesim. No, maybe it's not that Eina Tzibur Mesim, it's that there were still people alive from way back then, and they were bringing it for those who were the survivors. So it's not a Chatos Shemesu Baleh at all. We tried to bring a Raya against Rabbi Yudon our Mishnah because we said Chatos Shemesu Baleh is probably the same thing as Chatos Shemesu Baleh. And you see, they brought a carbon chata from Mesa Baleha. Says, well, no, it's not Mesa Baleha. Who said they were dead? Maybe they were 13 years old at the time. Now they're 83 years old. Not so far fetched. That there were many people who saw the first base of Mikdash when they came back after Golas Bavel, and they saw the second base of Mikdash, and they remember what the first base of Mikdash was like. They started to cry because it paled in comparison to the first base of Mikdash. And others, Rabin Betrua, the younger generation, they were celebrating. They thought it was great. They thought it was fantastic because they had no idea what the first one was like. Says Gemara, but Vidilma Hanach Miyuta, maybe the survivors was the minority of the people who returned of the Olei Bavel. So Lomat Samri, no, you can't say that. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says Ve'ena Amakirim Kol Truas Hasimcha LeKol Bechi Ha'am, that you couldn't even hear the sounds of celebration because the sounds of crying were so great in the nation at that time. So obviously, the majority of people were the ones who were crying. So you see that the Tzibor primarily were old people. Who came back? It was the old people, the cripples. Most of the people didn't come back. They stayed where they were. They didn't come back in the Olei Bavel. So that was, whoever came back were usually the people that had nothing to live for where they were. Anyway, that was another major black eye in the history of Klal Yisrael. So frankly, but wait a second. How could they bring such a Karban Chatos? They were Mezidim. They did have a desire to be Mezid. What do you mean, the Karban Chatos? How could they bring a Karban? Amar Biyochanan Harashah, that was a Harashah. Otherwise, Bishlam Aparamusirim Kenegas Shemas Shvatim El Kvasim Kenegan Me. What would they bring Kvasim for? I understand the Paramusirim Kenegas the Yud Be Shvatim. What are the Kvasim for? El Harasha Hesa. So you have to say that it was Harasha. So that's why they brought Kvasim. That's why they brought, even though they did Bemazed. Tnan Hasam. Now we have a bunch of Agadita for a while. More Agadita tomorrow. Mishamesi Yosef Ben Yuezer Ish Tzreda, Yosef Ben Yochanan Ish Yushla. One of the items on the list in Mishnah Masech Sota about all the people who, when they died, certain ideas died with them, or certain qualities, I should say, died with them, is that when Yosef ben Yoezer, Ishtzreda, and Yosef ben Yochanan, Ish Yushlaim died, Eshkolos were batel. What's Eshkolos? Isha Kolbo, someone who's a complete person, who has it all, who has everything. Every Isha Eshkolos that the Jewish people had from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until Yosef ben Yoezer learnt Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. Today Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu comes up on the daf. Okay, that's an account stuff. Yomi coincidence. After that, they weren't learning Torah quite like Moshe Rabbeinu. How could you say that generations after Moshe Rabbeinu were still learning Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu? They lost 3,000 halachos during the time of Avelus from Moshe Rabbeinu. So doesn't that tell you that they were not learning Torah quite like Moshe Rabbeinu? So the stuff they forgot, they forgot. But the stuff that they knew and that they were learning, that they were able to learn with the clarity of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vatanya Mishemes Moshe Imrabu Metamin Timu Imrabu Tahorin Tiaru. But didn't we learn that once Moshe Rabbeinu died, it went by majority vote? That if majority voted Tameh, something was Tameh, majority voted Tahor, something was deemed Tahor. So obviously we lost the clarity because there was Machlokas. That's where we started to have Machlokas, we started to have disagreements where we had to decide Tameh or Tahor. Moshe Rabbeinu just had it. He knew it. It wasn't a Machlokas. So Libati Imit Migmar Havu Gemiru Luka Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, we lacked the same lave. Rashi says lave in the smite v'lo yodin lachaksir osan shachum itoch pilpul halacha heich v'yicholkin behen v'holch v'achar merubin. But migmar losan shalonish takla v'gemiru luka Moshe. Rashi assumes very interesting that libu de imit and the fact that we took majority votes, that was on the 3,000 halachas that we forgot. The 3,000 halachas that we forgot, that's where we took the majority votes. And that's what we're saying. Yeah, we didn't have the ability to bring those halachas back with 100% clarity, so we needed to take majority votes. But everything else, all the stuff that we didn't forget, we had with the same clarity. There was no machlokas yet. So masnisa tana, kolesh kolesh amdu lisol mimos Moshe ad shemes Yosef ben Yoezer shreda lo hayvem shum dofi. We learned elsewhere that all of these great people from the times of Moshe until Yosef ben Yoezer shreda didn't have any dofi. There was no faults in them, no shortcomings. Mikan ve'elach hayvem shum dofi. Afterwards, there was something off. There was something wrong with them. Vatanya, so frak the Gemara, is that really true? That there was fault with everybody after the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, after the times of Yosef ben Yoezer, rather. Vatani Maisa b'Chassid Echad. There was a story of a Chassid Echad Sheigoneich Milibo who was having heart palpitations or something. He was suffering. Vishalu Rofim. So he asked doctors what to do. V'amrein Lotakana Chiyin Chalav Roteach Shachris. And they said his only cure is to have hot milk in the morning that he gets straight from a goat. V'viu Eiz V'Kashul B'Kirimitaso V'Yonig Men Chalav. And they brought a goat and they tied it to his bed. And he would suck milk out of the goat every morning. The next day, his friends came to visit him. His friends saw a goat there, and they said, "Ah, listem mazuyin, an armed robber is in his house." Because Allah is not allowed to be megadol behem adak in Eretz Yisrael, because it's going to go graze in other people's fields and rob from other people. So they referred to the goat as an armed robber. They said, "How can we visit this guy? He's doing this terrible thing, keeping a goat in his house." So they checked and they found that was his only avera that he had done, is keeping that goat. And when he died, he said, "This is my only avera." The Kaimelon Kalechad Amr Maisa B'Chassid Echad. Who was this Chassid Echad? O Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, O Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, Rabban Basra Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreda Dari Dari Havu. And this was way after Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreda. And nevertheless, you see that he was perfect, that it lesbo shum dofi, that his only problem was that he had this goat. Maybe we'll discuss tomorrow what's so problematic. Who's sakonis nefashos? What was he supposed to do? Why is that avarti al divrei chaveri? And other issues that come up with this story. And we'll get to the answer tomorrow.